Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caribou, joined today by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. And we are now getting ready for a showdown with the New York Giants in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Giants defeating the Atlanta Falcons yesterday in the wild card round and moving on to face the Green Bay Packers as the lowest seeded remaining team in the NFC. And as far as the lowest seed goes, they're a pretty good low seed, I would say. I'm officially scared of the Giants. Is that okay to say? I'm scared of the Giants. I'm not conceding the game by any means. Don't get me wrong, any stretch of the imagination. I just think the Giants are good. This is a hot team. If we take a look at this morning's Packers Daily Links, as always, if you scroll to the top of the live blog, I left a link open. And the top story today, the Packers betting line is now open from Kareem Copeland of PackersNews.com. He writes, quote, "The Packers opened as 9-point favorites over the Giants on World Sports Exchange after the Giants won 24-2 against the Falcons on Sunday. The game is scheduled for 3:30 p.m. on January 15th at Lambeau Field." 9-point favorites. I got to tell you, if I'm going to bet on this game, I would bet on the Giants. Just, I'm again, not saying they're going to win, but to cover the point spread. I just think they're hot. This is a hot team. The last time they lost was to the Packers. And if they were playing anybody but the Packers that day, they may have won as well. I'm such a big fan of momentum in sports, and you name the sport. I mean, it's any team that gets on a roll, comes in hot, they just seem to be able to play up to their competition. I mean, again, any sport. Go back to the last World Series here in baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals barely squeaked into the playoffs. Took till the last day of the regular season after 162 games. But they get in because they get hot at the end of the year and just keep it going. Just keep it rolling all the way through the playoffs and on their way to a World Series victory. And, you know, I don't know whether that can happen for the Giants or not, but you know, I just like the way they're playing in a lot of most phases of the game as well. Eli Manning is, you know, I've said this before, he's not considered one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. He's not in the same category as Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, but he's in that second group. He's in the second tier. And he might be leading the second tier. And again, what was it? Eli Manning had the most fourth quarter touchdowns this season in a single season in NFL history. Something like that. It's clutch. I mean, he has won a Super Bowl before. And of course, everybody listening to this podcast can probably remember the route the Giants took to winning that Super Bowl, defeating the Green Bay Packers along the way in the 2007 NFC Championship game. So we take a look at other places on the Giants. Their running game, very effective yesterday. Bradshaw, Jacobs, getting it done on the ground. Having a balanced offense that can both run and pass, opening things up for Manning. And the targets Manning is throwing too. Those guys are an underrated group of receivers. for the Giants. Hakeem Nicks, I mean, he's getting to the point where he's going to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Victor Cruz comes out of nowhere this year, undrafted rookie, and just amazing what he's been able to do this year. And then you look at the Giants' defense, and it's really good, especially their defensive line. The amount of pressure they can get, you know, in the pass rush, especially too. We're talking about OCU Mignora. We're talking about Justin Tuck, Jason Pierre-Paul. These are guys who. The Giants don't have to blitz a whole lot because they can get pressure with these guys. So they come in hot. Now, if you're going to find a weakness on that team, it might be, you know, the back end of that defense for New York. And that couldn't work out any better for the Packers offense, which is why I'm not going to come out and say the Giants are going to win this game. Well, I mean, first of all, it's at Lambeau Field. And, you know, home field advantage is just always such a huge advantage. I mean, the Packers, they beat the Giants already this season, and that was on the road. Now, if they can beat the Giants on the road, I think they can beat them at home. And as I was saying, you know, if there's anything that works out in favor of the Packers, it's Aaron Rodgers and his targets, of which there's so many of them. Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, James Jones, JerMichael Finley, Randall Cobb, Tom Crabtree. But, you know, hitting those targets against a relatively weaker, comparatively weaker Giants secondary, at least compared to, you know, other areas of their team where they're playing so well. Comments on the live blog rolling in. Kevin commenting, Jason Pierre-Paul is a stud. Cliffy needs to be ready. EC Wiscott saying Clifton needs his A game on Sunday. And Mark saying, Clifton does well against speed rushers, such as Jared Allen, Jason Pierre-Paul. So a lot of attention here already on how the Packers' offensive line, and in particular, Chad Clifton, is going to fare against the Giants' defensive line, and in particular, Jason Pierre-Paul. Of course, the second story in this morning's Packers Data Links has to do with Jason Pierre-Paul. Good player, right? Had 16 and a half sacks in the regular season alone. Pretty impressive. So they win yesterday. The Giants win, beat the Falcons, holding the Falcons to 2 points. How interesting was that? The Falcons get a safety and that's it. Doesn't happen too often in the NFL, let alone the playoffs. But Jason Pierre-Paul basically guaranteeing victory, you know, I'm not sure if he guaranteed it, but, you know, he said the Giants are going to win. Here's a quote from Jason Pierre-Paul in the aftermath of the game. I don't know where this was originally published. I don't know if anybody can claim originality anyway. There was probably a 100 reporters gathered around him. But he says, quote, we know what's at stake, and we know it's one and done. We aren't going to let that happen. We are going to go out there and give an all-out effort, and we are going to walk away with a win, end quote. That's from Jason Pierre-Paul, saying the Giants are going to beat the Packers in the divisional round of the playoffs. So, you know, there's bulletin board material right there for the Packers. You know, that didn't take too long. You know, to an extent, I've almost become immune to guaranteed victories. I think there was a point in maybe our lives where you know, you were surprised when somebody guaranteed victory in sports. But I've long since been surprised about those kind of things for quite a while now. They happen so often, pretty much every game that's ever played, somebody will guarantee victory, at least in football. And so Pierre Paul guarantees victory, and that's the matchup to watch on Sunday, one of them at least. The Packers offensive line versus Pierre Paul and the Giants pass rush. So the Packers are going to be with Chad Clifton at left tackle for the first time in what, 3 months? It's almost been that long since week 5 of the season. And now the Packers have had the bye in the playoffs and even a little bit longer layoff here. And the Packers, you know, going to have to be ready, though. Clifton going to have to be ready in particular. Can he handle Jason Pierre-Paul? Jason Pierre-Paul was impressive in the first game, the first meeting this season between the Packers and the Giants. He gave Marshall Newhouse all he could handle and, you know, got several pressures on Aaron Rodgers. And I think Aaron Rodgers is good enough to get that ball away, which also, you know, is a tally in the Packers scorecard, I guess you could say, advantage Packers. Aaron Rodgers gets rid of that ball. You know, it used to kind of be this thing where Aaron Rodgers maybe took a few more sacks than he should, and maybe he still does to a small extent, but it's no longer like this glaring, mistake the Packers make or mistake Aaron Rodgers makes. He gets that ball out of there to his many targets. And, you know, the Packers thrive because of it. And so that's a reason the Packers can get by the Giants, is because even though they do have a good pass rush, you know, getting pressure from Tuck, Umenyora, Pierre-Paul, the Packers, it's just going to be neutralized. And the Packers offensive line could give up some pressure as long as Rodgers does get that ball out of there. Yeah, pointing out here on the live blog, Mark, Antrell Roll guaranteed the Giants win last season. The Giants lost by 28. Yeah, I remember that as well. And pointing out in the last game versus the Giants just a couple weeks ago with the Packers, no Hawk or Bishop should help a little bit. Yeah, so the Packers were without several players in the game against the Giants, as I remember. You know, did they have kind of a James Starks was hurt that game? Josh Sitton missed the game? So think about that a little bit. The players the Packers were missing when they last faced the Giants on the road. You know, they're without their starting inside linebackers, without one of their best offensive linemen, without the services, at least part of the game for Starks. Was that the game where Starks kind of played a little bit and then came out later? I forget, or did he sit that game out entirely? Mark comments, Woodson was concussed. Yeah, so I mean the Packers here, you know, were shorthanded in that game and still came away with the victory. Now again, this is a little bit different Giants team than it was several weeks ago. They're now hot. They're now believing in themselves. And it's only going to be more so. They're only going to believe in themselves even more because they came into Lambeau Field, or many of them did at least, in 2007 in the, you know, won that NFC Championship game and then went around to beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl and ruining their perfect season. Comment from Drew, the draft guru, the Giants didn't have OC, though. Very true. Yeah, the Giants had some injury issues that week, as I remember. But anyhow, Kevin asks what the weather forecast is for Sunday. And that's a good question. I'm taking a look at my weather forecast right now. I see 27 and Sunday for Saturday. That's as long as my five-day forecast goes through right now. But I think I heard mid-20s on Sunday for the game at Lambeau Field. And you know, of course, this is a team, the Giants, who are used to cold weather as well. You know, you kind of look forward to at times, you know, the Packers facing a warm weather team that's not used to the cold and can think that, you know, that can be an advantage. Maybe it's not a big one, but, you know, these are professionals. It's not like they probably never played in the cold ever before. But, you know, if they're not used to it, you know, you take it. You take that slight small advantage as small as it may be, and hope that they're not ready for it. And that could be the case in an NFC Championship game scenario where it could be a warm weather team like the New Orleans Saints coming up to Green Bay, a team that plays in a dome, or a team like the 49ers. And, you know, it's not like San Francisco's in the Sun Belt by any means, but you know, it's not Green Bay either. EC Wiscott commenting on the live blog, the AccuWeather forecast is for 20 degrees and sunny at Lambeau on Sunday. 20 degrees, that's a chilly day. That's a chilly day, that's for sure. Below freezing. I'm not sure I'd want to play in those conditions. But I'm not the one playing, so it's going to be a good game regardless of how these matchups we've been talking about here. It's going to be a good game between the Packers and the Giants. I think it'll be close. I certainly think the Packers can win, but you know, a close game would make it exciting. And maybe a close game will give the Packers a little more focus for the next games of the playoffs, the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, assuming they win. You know, having a close call, maybe you'll get them to focus a little more and get back to the task at hand. Not that they're ever away from the task here, but, you know, it just... it gives a little more sense of urgency, perhaps. I've already got the predictions rolling in here. Mark on the live blog saying Packers going to win 31-24. High scoring game. 31-24. Is it going to be that high scoring this weekend? Not to say it can't get that high, certainly. But in the cold weather, will it? What was the NFC Championship game in 2007? What was the final score in that game? They put a fair amount of points on the board that day, didn't they? You know, and that was cold weather. If anybody remembers that game. I see here 23-20. That was the score on the 2007 NFC Championship game, with the Giants winning by that Lawrence Tynes field goal in overtime. Brett Favre's last game as a Packer. Oh, those are rough memories. But that was a cold day. Very, very cold. I think the temperature was above zero, but not by much. I mean, we're talking, what, single digit temperature-wise? But then with the wind chill on top of it, you know, the wind chill was below zero, and it was just a cold, cold day. And not that it really affected the game all that much. I mean, it was just cold, but it wasn't like sloppy, wintry weather or anything. Snow, there was no snow that day. It was just cold. But, you know, teams get it done in the cold now. Jamie Chore saying Tom Coughlin turned a strange purple color that day. He did. Kevin says, remember the Tom Coughlin face. He was very, like, reddish purple that day. The Giants players were even making fun of him. But Annie says Coughlin always looks frostbitten. He does a little bit. Tom Coughlin doesn't smile too much, does he? I'm not sure Tom Coughlin fits the category of player's coach. Not to say he's not a good coach. There's certainly different methods and different ways to be effective, but not exactly a player's coach. The kind of guy you're going to buddy up with. But anyway. So, you know, all this playoff action this past weekend. And of course, you know, we haven't even mentioned Tim Tebow yet. What's going on over in the AFC side of the bracket? The Broncos come away with a big game, big win over the Steelers. And everybody's talking about Tim Tebow. Has a good game passing. I mean, I think he only completed about 50% of his passes, which, you know, isn't great. But, you know, the ones that were completed were effective. And he got it done on the ground, as he always does. One of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL. And, of course, they win in overtime on one play. One offensive play after the kickoff. You know, Tebow hits Demarius and goes 80 yards for the touchdown. And the Broncos win. And so the Packers, you know, they're looking over at the AFC side of the bracket. And do you see the Broncos as a challenge? And now I see I'm talking about the Houston's victory on Saturday as well. Wisconsin native J.J. Watt. Jamie Jorr's commenting J.J.'s pick was a thing of beauty. That was. Good for him. Wisconsin native J.J. Watt getting the pick six in the Texans' victory over the Bengals. So, you know, now we've got Tebow heading into New England next weekend. And that game will be getting a lot of attention. New England handled Tim Tebow and the Broncos late in the regular season. Was that Christmas weekend there? And it wasn't even a game, really. It wasn't even a game that Tebow couldn't do anything that day against the Patriots. So we'll see if he can muster up any sort of attack again this weekend. But yeah, just a fun weekend of football, watching all the wild card action going on. Good games, good action. And then tonight, college football national championship game. Should be exciting. I'm excited to watch that. LSU versus Alabama. You sit here and you watch all these high-scoring games. Well, get ready for a low-scoring game tonight. You know, it's at almost all levels of football. It's offense ruling the day and ruling everywhere. And now get ready for some defense tonight as LSU, the Bayou Bengals, get ready to take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Last week, exactly 1 week ago, we had Tom Crabtree on the show here, and he predicted LSU would win tonight. And we don't have Tom Crabtree on the show today, seeing as the Packers didn't play, giving him the week off, but we'll be talking to Tom again next week, next Monday, after the game against the Giants, so make sure to tune back in then. But yeah, just amazing to watch all this football, great football as well, in this time of year in January. Best football being played. Comment from Lebowski on the live blog. Alabama fields an NFL defense, as does LSU. And that's what makes it so good. If you're a fan of defense, watch tonight's game. Going to be several NFL prospects on the field. I've heard that all 11 players on LSU's defense at some point will be in the NFL. All 11 starters will be playing in the NFL. That's pretty impressive. And even though I don't think they say the same thing about Alabama, Alabama might have better individual defensive players. As Mark points out on the live blog, Barron and Upshaw, both pretty good players in their own right. Those guys are first rounders right there. So, anyhow, lots of good football going on here. In the world of the NFL and college football, and it only is going to get better here this week, especially for Packer fans. Spent a lot of time today talking about the New York Giants, and, well, the Packers didn't play this past weekend, so almost had to by default. But, now it's time for the Packers to get back to work. Packers had the weekend off. They got a three-day weekend they got. They practiced last Thursday. That was the last day of practice. They had off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, I'm sure they were, working to an extent over the weekend by watching their opponents. I'm sure the players and the coaches were watching the games this past weekend and checking in on them and trying to learn what they can. But anyway, players are back at 1265 Lombardi Avenue today. Checking back into Lambeau Field for meetings today, no practice. They might have a walkthrough, but nothing on the practice field or anything like that. And getting ready for the New York Giants now that the Packers know their opponent this upcoming Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Last playoff game of the weekend. Kevin asks on the live blog, any pressers today? Yes, there are. Head coach Mike McCarthy has a press conference at 3 p.m. Central Time today. As usual, on Mondays at least, it'll be aired live on the Packers official website, packers.com, at 3 p.m. today. So tune in then to find out what's going on in the world of the Packers, and head coach Mike McCarthy starts addressing the New York Giants. Now that it's official that the Packers will take on this upcoming weekend. So that's what's on tap today. The Packers getting off tomorrow again. Tuesday's usually their day off. Take that with a grain of salt in terms of days off. I mean, there's certainly going to be lots of players still at Lambeau Field working out, watching film, thing like that, but no practice. And they're just going to do a normal week of practice this week. Practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like they always do. As they get ready for this weekend's game at Lambeau Field. Anybody going to be there who's checking in with the show today? Listening on the live blog? Anybody going to be there in person? That'd be cool. I wish I could go. I might be at the NFC Championship game if the Packers can make it that far. Fingers crossed. So I think we're all hoping the same thing, that they make it that far and even beyond. So anyhow, thank you, everybody, so much for joining us here on Railbird Central today. As always, check in with us all week long here at Cheesehead TV as we provide coverage throughout the week, previewing the Packers-Giants game, and make sure to come back for future episodes of Railbird Central on Wednesday and on Friday as well. So have a good week, everyone. We'll see you later. And I leave you with the song called Ocean Billy by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack Go.